Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in your OCR specification, states of matter and changes of state. This is topic 1.3, and trust me, it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. Now you might think, oh, solids, liquids, and gases, I've known about those since primary school. But here's the thing. OCR examiners are looking for something much deeper than just naming the three states. They want you to explain physical changes using the particle model to understand energy transfers, and this is key, to recognize the limitations of the simple particle model. This topic appears across both foundation and higher tiers, and it's worth getting right because it links to so many other areas of your specification. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's make sure you can confidently tackle any states of matter question that comes your way. Let's start with the particle model itself. In solids, particles are arranged in a regular, fixed lattice structure. They're held in place by strong forces of attraction, and they can only vibrate about their fixed positions. This is why solids have a definite shape and volume. The particles can't move past each other. Now, when we move to liquids, the particles are still touching, and this is really important for your exam, but they're arranged randomly, not in that neat lattice. The forces between them are still quite strong, but the particles have enough energy to move past one another. That's why liquids can flow and take the shape of their container, but they still have a definite volume. In gases, the particles are widely spaced with large gaps between them. The forces of attraction are very weak, almost negligible, and the particles move rapidly in random directions. This is why gases fill their container completely and can be compressed. There's so much empty space between the particles. Now, let's talk about changes of state, because this is where candidates often lose marks. When a solid melts to become a liquid, energy is supplied to overcome the forces of attraction between particles. Notice I said overcome forces, not break bonds. This is a physical change, not a chemical one. The particles gain enough energy to break free from their fixed positions and start moving past each other. The temperature at which this happens is the melting point, and it's specific to each substance. Similarly, when a liquid boils to become a gas, energy is used to completely overcome the intermolecular forces, allowing particles to move freely and rapidly. Boiling happens at a specific temperature, the boiling point, and it occurs throughout the liquid. Don't confuse this with evaporation, which happens only at the surface and can occur at any temperature below the boiling point. Here's a critical concept that examiners love to test. During a change of state, the temperature remains constant. You'll see this as a flat section on a heating curve. Why? Because all the energy being supplied is used to overcome the forces between particles. This is called latent heat, rather than increasing the kinetic energy of the particles. No increase in kinetic energy means no increase in temperature. Once all the particles have changed state, the temperature starts rising again. And here's something that trips up so many students. Mass is conserved during a change of state. Why? Because the number of particles stays exactly the same. You're not creating or destroying particles. You're just changing how they're arranged and how much energy they have. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where you can really boost your marks. First, know your command words. If a question says state, you need a brief, factual answer, maybe just a word or two. Describe means you need to say what happens using correct scientific terminology. But explain is the big one. You must say how or why, and you should use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the temperature remains constant during melting because energy is used to overcome forces of attraction between particles, not to increase kinetic energy. Now, the most common mistakes. Number one, saying that particles themselves expand when heated. They don't. The particles stay the same size. It's the space between them that increases. Number two, claiming that covalent bonds break when water boils. No. Water molecules remain intact. It's the intermolecular forces between the molecules that are overcome. Number three, drawing liquid particles with big gaps between them. Examiners want to see at least 50% of particles touching, but in a random arrangement. Another big one, confusing evaporation and boiling. Evaporation is a surface phenomenon that can happen at any temperature. Boiling happens throughout the liquid at a specific temperature. Get that distinction clear in your mind. And here's a discriminator question that OCR loves, the limitations of the particle model. The model shows particles as solid, inelastic spheres, but real particles aren't like that. The model also doesn't show the forces between particles, and it doesn't show that particles are mostly empty space. If you can state these limitations clearly, you'll pick up marks that many candidates miss. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the arrangement of particles in a solid? Answer. Regular lattice arrangement with particles in fixed positions. Question two. Why does temperature remain constant during a change of state? Answer. Because energy is used to overcome forces between particles, not to increase kinetic energy. Question three. What type of forces are overcome when water boils? Answer. Intermolecular forces, not covalent bonds. Question four. State one limitation of the simple particle model. Answer. Particles are not solid spheres, or the model does not show forces between particles. Question five. What is the difference between evaporation and boiling? Answer. Evaporation occurs at the surface at any temperature. Boiling occurs throughout the liquid at a specific temperature. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. All right, let's wrap up. States of matter is all about understanding the particle model and being able to explain changes of state in terms of energy and forces. Remember, solids have a regular arrangement and vibrate in fixed positions. Liquids have a random arrangement, but particles still touch. Gases have widely spaced particles moving rapidly. During changes of state, energy overcomes forces, not bonds, and temperature stays constant because that energy isn't increasing kinetic energy. Mass is conserved because the number of particles doesn't change. Know the limitations of the particle model and always use precise language in your answers. The examiners are looking for candidates who can apply the particle model to explain observations, not just describe them. This topic links to so much else in your specification: bonding, energy changes, and even rates of reaction. So make sure you've got it nailed down. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing, keep revising, and remember, understanding beats memorizing every time. Good luck with your exams. You've got this.